Okay. What's the question?
I have a question about a quote that you quoted yesterday in your Brahmashri presentation. It was this quote of when someone has suitable shoes, they're satisfied. So I was thinking that obviously our status doesn't the quote that verse. That verse show that our satisfaction is dependent on having this something suitable, maybe materially, or like the shoes, for example, are the cause of someone's satisfaction, that they're walking over stones. And so what would be the cause of our satisfaction?
No, satisfaction is that you recognize there your duties and your obligation and your rights according to your varna and your ashram, and you don't try to live the life of someone else. You're satisfied with what is rightfully yours, what is your quota. Isha vasham idam sarvam. What does it mean, everyone's got a quota? It means that everyone has right to a certain amount of Krishna's assets based upon their past activities, based upon their karma, and based upon their ability, their guna, to engage those things. And when you're not satisfied because you see that, well, someone else has more than me, or someone else is doing something, why can't I do that? So just like in today's world, women want to do what men want to do. That's what women's liberation is all about. As the women want to have the same rights as the men. Sounds really good, but that's not what this verse says, and that's not what Krishna says. In other words, he didn't, if he wanted to design women to do the same thing as men, then he may as well just made everyone just men. So why do women have different bodily functions? Why is it that they're capable of doing differently? Why is it that they think differently than men? Because they're also meant to do something different. But in our modern society, when women aren't meant to be housewives, mothers, but they want to be professors, university graduates, and so many other things, because men can also do it. Well, if men can do it, why can't we do it? Then it's again material platform, that equality is on the basis of material achievement, and it obscures the real truth, that equality is on the spiritual achievement. And the fact that women are abused is not a reason to change their roles. The same thing as Vaishnavism leads to Sahajaism, and you know, women being in a different role than men leads to abuse of women. Women are abused whether they're doing the same thing or whether they're doing the different thing. Men are abused. Generally not by women, they're abused by other men. So you deal with the abuse, you don't change the standard. And because all this concept is all completely speculative, because it's based on the principle, people are not satisfied. They don't learn self-control or sense control. So people need to learn how to be satisfied with what they have, and that it's fine. So Sudama Vipra was satisfied that he had nothing. His wife was slightly dissatisfied. Even then it was just slightly. But that's what That's what our world is all about. Everyone wants to live like a king. But there's not enough resources for everyone to live like a king. So what do we do? Then that's why we have pollution and so many other things, because people want to have all the same luxury goods as those people who have the karma for it. And so you set up an artificial system, which from a ecological point of view, the world can't sustain. So you have to know what is your quota, and you have to know that's what Dharma is. You have to know what is allotted to you, and according to your position in society, according to your ashram, according to your age, according to your ability, and be satisfied with that. Because that's just a detail. That's not what life is about. But in a materialistic world where material development is what life is all about, then yeah, that's all everything. It's not everything, it's nothing. And that's not how the world functions. So the machinery of society, if you compare it to a machine, it's like a machine. So it's like an automobile. The wheels are what turns, and the wheels are what gets attention. So what happens if every part of the automobile, there's 15,000 parts in the automobile, all want to be wheels? Have you got a car? You don't have a car anymore. So a screw wants to become a wheel, a carburetor wants to become a wheel. What happens to the car? Your car is finished. And that's why society is finished. Because no one wants to play their particular role in society. And so we're getting to the stage where we don't have food to eat. We already don't have water to drink. Because it doesn't work. The whole system breaks down. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishtam Bhogan Hiyo Deva Dasyante Yajna Bhavita. Yeah. Demigods, if they're pleased, then they provide. And if they're not pleased, then they withhold. So there's no water. Ultimately, they're withholding food, and people in the world are starving. The hungry people of today were the abusers of the past, and the abusers of the present will be the hungry people of the future. Things work according to laws. You just consider the example of a car, of an automobile. It's just absurd that everyone thinks that they can be equal. There's nothing that functions like that. Nothing that works like that. What happened if in the world everyone wanted to become a doctor? No, we don't know. We don't need engineers. We don't need any builders, we don't need any farmers. Everyone wants to become a doctor. That's crazy. Obviously you don't do that. So being satisfied. Being satisfied, and of course there's unlimited understandings and unlimited application. Being satisfied that Krishna designed the world like this, and leave it alone. Don't fiddle around with it, and just accept that, yes, this is Krishna's system. Here we are in the land of Dharma, where no one wants to accept Dharma.
So much going back to your point about women.
Well, the point was really satisfaction, yeah. But that was one example.
Sure. I mean, I suppose in terms of, you know, my life, for example, you know, I have an inclination towards counselling, psychology, that kind of area. Obviously, I studied and I went to university and I did all of that. And I know also my astrology, my karma, it says that that's what I'm going to be doing in this life. So is that the fact that, you know, the fact that I have gone to...
You sure you want to ask this question? Mothers, women counsel, give guidance, manage, participate in worship, do all kinds of things, but there are different ways of doing it, and there's a different approach to all of these things. And the materialistic approach is not the approach that Prabhupada favored or guided us in.
What's the difference between what you see happening and what Prabhupada wanted in terms of women giving guidance?
Well, Prabhupada's main focus, if you listen, was that in terms of at least women's roles, that ultimately women need to take responsibility for a household. Why do people work? To have a house. What is a house? Something that just runs on automatic pilot. Raising children is not an important thing. Why do you have children if you're not going to take responsibility for them? You just stick them in front of a television, or you send them to a karmi school.
Yeah, a lot of women pay other women to look after them.
Huh?
A lot of women having to go to their jobs have to pay for other women to look after them.
Then why have children?
Yeah.
Why have children? Let the other people have children, since they're the ones who are into looking after children. Why do you want children if you're not going to look after them? It's like, why buy a car if you're not going to drive it? It just sits in the driveway and you pay someone to drive your car for you.
What happens if a woman that is married and kids, then she found herself...
That's a big thing. It's not a small thing. It just came up because some crazy people thought that this was something demeaning. In fact, it's the man who's the slave. He's the slave who's working in order to provide a nice home, in order to raise children, in order to do everything else. Who said that that's something less? Why is it restrictive? Why is it bad?
And if the woman found herself in difficulty, suddenly separated by the husband, things happen.
I can't understand what you're saying.
What if a woman married with kids suddenly found herself in a difficult situation that can happen, that the husband leave the body, or happens that people separate in this world, unfortunately?
Yeah, well,
she found herself without work, without...
That's satisfaction, is you don't separate.
Yeah.
Once you marry, you stay married and you don't separate. So we're talking about a principle, and where is Krishna consciousness movement supposed to be going? That there's problems and that there's all kinds of abuse, that's Kali Yuga. But what's the principle? If you say the same thing, you say, well, Varnashram results in caste system, so let's forget it. Well, then forget it. You may as well say, well, all devotees are going to become sahajras, so we may as well forget about Krishna consciousness. But that's the problems. You don't change a principle just because there's problems. You deal with the problems, and the problem starts is satisfaction. Okay, the romance is over, no longer in love, but you made a commitment and did a duty. And the duty is, now I remain faithful to my husband and wife, and we get along, we don't get along, it's a detail. So what? Get along with your boss? then just go get another job. You don't just get a job just because, why? Because jobs aren't so easy things to get. So like it or don't like it, similarly, it's a detail. That's not what life's about. Life's not about love. Life's about Krishna. It's not about romance. Made a mistake? Well, that's life. You live with your mistake. Don't make another mistake. And ultimately, everything falls apart. So, yes, being satisfied. Being satisfied with who we are, with what we've got, who we've got, our abilities, the world that Krishna gave us, and the instructions that Krishna gave us, that we're satisfied with Krishna consciousness, and we're satisfied with the principles of Dharma. That's satisfaction.